This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Five people are dead following a plane crash near the lower Kuskokwim community of Tuntutuliak yesterday, according to Alaska State Troopers. At 1:42 p.m., the troopers were alerted to an overdue Ute commuter service plane traveling from Bethel to Kipnuk, carrying one pilot and four passengers. At 1:50 p.m., troopers report the plane was found crashed 12 miles south of Tuntutuliak. An Alaska Army National Guard helicopter flew from Bethel to the crash site carrying multiple guardsmen, an Alaska State Trooper, and two medics with LifeMed, according to spokesperson Captain Candace Olmsted. The responders confirmed all aboard deceased. As of Thursday evening, Alaska State Troopers were working to notify the families of the deceased. Tuntutuliak Tribal Administrator Diana White says searchers from her community also headed to the crash site yesterday afternoon after hearing news of the crash. Ute Commuter Service posted to its Facebook around 3 p.m. yesterday that all flights would be canceled today. When KYUK called the airline shortly after at 3:16 p.m. to confirm if one of their planes had crashed, the person who answered said, "We have no comment at this time," and hung up the phone. The plane that crashed was a Piper PA-32, according to a Federal Aviation Administration spokesperson, who says FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board will investigate the accident. Ute Commuter Service had two planes crash in 2019. One plane crashed in April near Bethel, the four people on board, including the pilot, walked away with no injuries. In November, a Ute pilot crashed in Good News Bay and escaped with no injuries. He was the only person on board. Next in search and rescue, all four boys who were found huddled in the snow near Nunam Iqwal will reunite with their family today. The condition of the most severely injured of the brothers has improved since Wednesday. The boys' mother, Karen Camille, and their grandmother, Irene Camille, flew from Nunam Iqwal to Bethel yesterday. That's according to the mother's sister, Fanny Camille. The sister said they were unable to fly to Bethel any earlier because poor weather prevented planes from flying to Nunam Iqwal Monday to Wednesday. Fanny Camille said her sister Karen and their mom Irene were with three of the boys yesterday at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. She said the boys' mother planned to return to Nunam Iqwal with the two boys who were released, 8-year-old Frank Johnson and 2-year-old Trey Camille. Fanny also said the boy's grandmother would fly to Anchorage last night to be with 7-year-old Ethan Camille, who's being treated at the Alaska Native Medical Center. On Wednesday, ANMC spokesperson Shirley Young said Ethan's condition was, quote, serious but stable. Yesterday, she said his condition had improved and is, quote, good. In Bethel, the boy's aunt said the oldest of the four boys, 14-year-old Christopher Johnson, will be with his father, Frank Johnson Jr., who is already in Bethel. The boy's mother has started a GoFundMe fundraiser for travel, clothing, and meals to, quote, be with my babies. You can find her fundraiser by searching Karen Camille on GoFundMe's website or by going to KYUK's website and finding this story. Next, in village corporations. After a year of searching, the Kuskokwim Corporation has named a new CEO, Andrea Gusty. Gusty has served in various positions at TKC, a village corporation made up of 10 communities in the middle Kuskokwim area. After CEO Maver Carey retired last year, Gusty, who was serving as chief of staff and vice president at the time, split executive duties with Samuel Boyle, who was named interim CEO, while the corporation's board looked for a permanent replacement. Boyle has since returned to his position as CEO of one of TKC's subsidiaries, Tumac, that's based in South Carolina, and as the corporation's chief operating officer. Gusty was born in Aniak and is a tribal member there. She began her career as an investigative news reporter and anchor at KTVA, then left after 6 years to be Senator Lisa Murkowski's Alaska Communications Director. She joined TKC in 2014, first as Community Relations Manager and worked her way up. In a statement, Gusty said, quote, "I have some big shoes to fill, but I know TKC has an incredible team working for our shareholders every single day. I am excited to work with them in this new role." The Kuskokwim Corporation has more than 4,000 shareholders and owns the surface rights to the proposed Donlin Gold Mine that is located 10 miles from Crooked Creek, one of the villages that TKC represents. Next, in education. Hooper Bay students returned to school this week for the first time since December. A pipe burst in the school during winter break, flooding the building, wrecking damage, and delaying the spring semester. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
Classes resumed Monday, and Hooper Bay School Principal David Harris says it feels good to be back.
Oh, the kids are really excited to be here, and we're excited to have them back. The parents are probably excited they're here, too.
Returning to school after weeks away gave an unusual feeling to the cold winter.
It kind of felt like a first day back to school off of summer break. The kids have been out for a month and a half.
Everyone had been away for so long that staff and students needed what Harris called gentle reminders to get back into the school routine.
Going over classroom rules, bathroom procedures, raise your hand to ask a question.
During the break, staff tore out rotten drywall and soaked carpet that had been damaged by the flooding, and they completed other basic repairs to open the school. The work took a week longer than initially planned, and further construction will continue during the summer. Students missed a total of 18 days. Principal Harris is putting together a schedule to make up that time.
Well, I've come up with a couple of different ideas. We would have extended days. We will probably have a couple of Saturday sessions, and we would end our school year as we had planned to on May the 14th.
It's a hard deadline. Students are needed at home for subsistence activities. Teachers have already purchased plane tickets out of town for the summer. With reporting from Greg Kim, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur in Bethel.
The school opened in time for one of its biggest basketball tournaments of the season. The Bering Sea Classic began last night and continues through Saturday. Poor weather had postponed the tournament by a day. Guest teams include Scammon Bay, Point Hope, Chivac, Pilot Station, Mountain Village, and Dillingham. And finally, the National Weather Service has issued a wind chill advisory for the Kuskokwim Delta from 7 p.m. today through Saturday morning. The Weather Service warns that snowy 40-mile-per-hour winds could bring wind chills of negative 50 degrees, and blowing snow could reduce visibility to a half mile or less. The most severe weather is expected along the coast. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukden coming up.